The truth was, Champa did not quite understand why performance art was even invented. And when she did not understand anything, she would talk about it even more. Now, because of her mindless rambling, the gap between what she said and what she thought became a little too wide. But the wider the gap, the smarter she thought she came across. Why should anyone know what she was actually thinking? As she was mentally patting herself on her back, she realized she forgot her chain of thought. So she decided to talk about her friends again.
But you know, it's so hard to make people understand performance art. So many of my friends, Jari, they just don't understand, they don't. And it's so sad, you know, because the artist, he puts in all this effort. It's like a labor of love and intellect, all this energy. But you know what the problem is?
Do tell, Champa.
And at this particular moment, Champa was convinced that this was one of those things she was destined to do, to guide artists on how to market and package non-understandable art.
The performance and the art in the performance, it needs to be deciphered. I mean, it would be amazing if somehow you could provide subtitles with the performance so everyone can understand the artist's actions. I mean, it is very, very important that the people who potentially collect art also start investing in performance art. I can even help you commoditize performance art. Might be a good way to generate funds,
By now, Champa felt she had been talking for far too long about a subject that was out of her expertise. But despite not knowing much, she knew she had given some very good ideas. Champa always felt the key to effective public speaking was to make lots of intelligent points and express strong opinions supported by some facts and scholarly jargon. It was important for her to give people unsolicited advice. Because if you don't give people advice they have not asked for, how will they realize how intelligent you are? She knew these girls were getting very inspired by her thoughts and ideas. Champa was a very impressive person after all. And she knew after this conversation, it would only be a matter of time before Adila would call Champa to offer her a place on the board of Fasl. But in order to make sure that happens, Champa needed to give out some more unsolicited suggestions.
Look, Jani, it is absolutely imperative that you document everything that is happening. Everything. All the artwork that's been curated or produced under the Fasl umbrella must be celebrated. You must shine the torch of intellect on these works and experiences you talk about. Beautiful works documented beautifully can turn us into a developed nation. We have to develop our intellectual culture. What is a nation without intellectuals, and what are intellectuals without their works being published? I, as an art collector, I accumulate intellect. That makes me an intellectual too. And as a privileged intellectual, I feel it is my duty to pass on my wisdom and my knowledge.
With this thought, Champa started planning to write a book. She would title it, The Collector of Intellect. And it would be a splendidly written autobiography.
Actually, we have been documenting the Pakistani art scene through various ways, which are important for archival reasons as well. Fasl has been producing publications like zines, annual catalogs, and artist books for a while now. Our recent most publication is based on interviews with contemporary artists. The second volume comes out this year. In fact, would you be interested in helping fund it?
What?
We've started investing in publications and, you know, we just want to archive the art history and the artworks being produced in the country so students have material to refer to in art schools. I mean, we see this being done everywhere else in the world, and over here we always refer to Western artists for inspiration. So in 2018, we finally went ahead and published a volume of four books based on four contemporary Pakistani artists. We put them out in reasonable prices in all major bookstores across the country so that people buy them, and most importantly, students buy them and learn from the practice of these mid-career artists.
Oh, they were already working on publications? That wasn't good. There goes one of Champa's ideas to waste since it was already being implemented. She then decided to give them an unwarranted critique. Since she was so much smarter than the others, she knew it was her responsibility to inform people where they were going wrong.
But I haven't seen any of your publications in any drawing rooms.
This was a genuine worry for Champa because as the wife of an industrialist, she always thought about the return on investments. The only way luxury items can survive is to be seen in fancy drawing rooms. And Champa was also thinking about writing a book. This was her hinting that Vasel should offer her a book deal. She did not want to say this out loud, of course. A truly astute politician never reveals her true intentions. Besides, one should also be discreet about sharing ideas since they can easily be stolen.
They were never meant to be in a drawing room, Champa, or like coffee table books for display. They're more like library books to assist research for the younger generation and upcoming artists. Over the years though, we plan on building a whole series of documentation of Pakistani contemporary artists. Other than that, we have displayed publications through the Karachi Literature Festivals platform, and our distribution also happens through the library and bookstore at the Jameel Art Center in Dubai. You know, last year we were invited to Focal Point by the Sharjah Art Foundation. It was a publications event, only a few handpicked organizations from around the world to showcase their books.
Oh yeah. You know, Vasel Artists Association has always been generous in supporting art in Pakistan. We went a step ahead in our research and opened our list of publications to all galleries, individual artist publications, museum publications, private collections, all for the event. We had an inventory of around 400 publications, and not to boast about it, but everyone loved us. If I recall, I think we had zines by Champa in there as well. What a small world.
Oh yeah.
Champa gleamed with pride. These girls did know her. She and a few other people had given them a few quotes about the meaning of life and of art. Foreseeing a contract for a book, her face glowed with pride. However, she acted humble and tried to obtain information about their upcoming publications.
So, enough about me. So tell me, what other publications are you working on?
Although Champa wanted to hear more praise about herself, she didn't want people to think she was excavating for compliments. She was hoping this was when they offered her a book deal.
Well, we do lots of kinds of publications. When residents come live with us for residencies, sometimes we create books as part of their artworks. Recently, actually, we did an experimental sketchbook that we took to the Focal Point event. It was called Optics of a City, and we had artists send in their artworks, and we like mixed it up with lots of kind of papers and lots of kind of texts. And it actually was quite a success.
People
loved it. They wanted to buy these sketchbooks based on Karachi and
really?
All these artworks based on Karachi. Mm. And we've also done the children's creativity sketchbook. Other than that, we also do smaller publications. So some of these workshops that we do, we've done smaller workbooks for children and like for teacher training workshops. We really do all kinds of stuff here.
Wow. Yeah, and Optics of the City, it has all the artists from Karachi responding to the city. Maybe I could send you a copy, Champa.
So it was for children?
No, Optics of the City wasn't for children. The other one was.
Slightly disappointed about not being offered a contract right away, Champa figured that Adila would take her out for dinner and make the offer then. So she decided to keep giving these girls her brilliant advice.